Ephesians chapter number 6. Ephesians chapter 6. If you want to stand with us and honor the reading of God's Word, you can if you're able. The Bible says in verse number 10, it said, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might." That's what we've been talking about this evening. "And you put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Therefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, and above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God." I want to preach tonight a little while, if God be my help, on four things the church should take a definite stand about. Four things. I just want to give you some scripture tonight on four things the church should take a definite stand about. Now, a definite stand means you don't compromise with. You don't say, "Well, maybe and maybe not." You say, "Well, this is where we stand. This is what we have. This is what it takes to be a child, be called a child of the King." Amen. So we just want to do that for this evening for just a little while. If God will be our help, and we just thank God for what He's done for us already. We thank God for what He's able to do, and we look for Him to do great things in the midst. Amen. We sure do thank Him. So we look at this and we see that the Paul's writing to the Ephesians, and he's telling that the children of Israel. And he's telling the children, those born-again believers, the ones that's got in, he's saying, "Hey, listen, it's time to put on some armor. It's time to put on armor of faith. It's time to realize and recognize the power of God and the power of His might." Now, we know the power of God's might is in His Spirit. We know that God's Spirit, the third person of the Trinity, and I've told you before, I don't understand all about that, but how the third person of God, the Holy Spirit of God, can come into you. And the Bible says after you become a born-again believer, that the Spirit of God dwells in you. In other words, it means, I've told you before, that He comes, He kicks off His shoes, and He sets up housekeeping in your heart. Amen. Now, He ain't so concerned about your head as is your heart. And when we get Christ out of our head and in our heart, praise God, then the Holy Ghost takes over. He cleans off all that old yucky table we used to dine off of, and He sets us anew in a clean table and begins us to let us dine on the things of God. That's what God's teaching us that tonight. That's what God's telling us. God wants to set us a new table tonight if we'll let Him. If we'll just seek Him and seek Him first, praise God, like we said a while ago, seeking the righteousness of God. All the things we need, God said, shall be added unto you. So what we're doing tonight is we're looking to Him, the author and the finisher of our faith, to take up housekeeping in us. Begin to do the things for us that we need done from Him. Amen. We can't do for ourselves. The Lord said Himself, He said, "You can do nothing without me." And I'm glad it's right. Amen. I don't want to even try. I want the Lord to be center and first in everything that I do. That He can get the glory out of my life. I see what it comes down to is having faith, trusting Him. That's what believing is. To trust in, to rely on, and hear to the Lord Jesus Christ. Allow Him to be our Lord and our Savior. So He said that's the power that we have. And He said if we're going to be strong, that's what it takes. He said putting on that whole armor of God. He didn't say just to put a little bit on. He said, put on the whole armor. He said, because we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, rulers of the darkness of this world. Now, if there's ever been a darkness in this world, we can see it around us now. Amen? I mean, it's just dark around us everywhere. There's so much death and dying and destruction. There's so much hatefulness and wickedness all around this country. But I'm glad, praise God, they still a God on the thrones. And like a man said the other day, if we ever want to change it, we got to get back to God. We got to get back to trusting the Lord. We got to get back to praying, asking God to help us, that He administer to us and through us the way that He needs to, so that folks might be saved. You know what help a whole lot of these hooligans are running around in the world doing what they're doing. A good dose of salvation. Amen. The Holy Ghost of God moving their heart, touch their lives, help them realize the error of their ways and the goodness of God's. And they begin to partake of the things on the other side of the track, as the old proverbial word would go. Doing the things, praise God, that bring glory and honor to Him and not to them. Amen. We need some help tonight, praise God, because we're living in a dark world. He said, we wrestle against the spiritual wickedness in high places. He said, wherefore, take into you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. So what he's saying here is we need to be able to take a stand, and we need to be armored to take a stand. We need to be armed with the things of God. So what we look at tonight, and we see the Bible teach us here that the church should take a stand, a definite stand, praise God. And the first thing we're to take a stand on is salvation. Salvation is of the Lord. In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 and 9, the Bible says, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. Amen. Praise God. He gives us an opportunity to be saved by the grace of God. It takes the grace of God and faith in God to be a child of God. Amen. Praise God. There's no other way to become one. That's the way you get in. That's the way I got in. That's the way you get in, is by faith, believing on the Lord Jesus Christ. You say, well, preacher, there's a lot of other ways to get in. I beg your pardon. Jesus himself said that he was the way. Amen. The Bible teaches you here that concerning the way in, praise God, the way of salvation, Jesus said in John chapter 14, verse 6, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto Father but by me. That's right. Amen. So either Jesus is the way and the only way, or he's the biggest liar there ever was. Amen. Amen. The whole world is trying to tell us today that, well, there's so many different ways that you can get in. I beg to differ. I believe the Bible teaches that there's one way, and it's Jesus Christ. The death, burial, and the resurrection, what he did on Calvary, he died for our sins that he might rise up that third day, praise God, victorious over death and the grave. So one of these days, praise God, as we're trusting him, and we're looking, praise God, to the future, we're looking to that glorious place that he's preparing, and one day, in a little while, he's going to come take us unto himself, and we'll be with him, the Bible says, forever. Amen. I'm looking for that forever day. Amen. Bible says we're just pilgrims and sojourners here on this earth. We're just pilgrims passing through. This is not our home, Brother Bill. Praise God, we're just passing through here. We're borrowing these things for just a little while. We're on lend from God. And one of these days, praise God, we're going to go be with him where he is. That's what I'm looking for. That's what salvation is. That's the way of salvation, praise God. Amen. But as we look at the Bible, he tells us there's not only the way of salvation, but there's the coverage of salvation. What we ought to be doing until we get there. Amen. In Revelation chapter number 22. The Bible says this in verse 17, and the Spirit and the bride say, come. That's what we ought to be doing today. We ought to be telling everybody, he said, you ought to just come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. You know why we're not seeing people saved today? We're not lifting up the name of Jesus. As we're living in a world, it's okay to say anything you want to about God. You can talk about God all you want to. And they'll say, because they said there's a whole lot of gods, but there's one Jesus. Amen. But he said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. Jesus is a drawing force. Jesus is power. I said the other day, praise God, we need help from the Lord. We just need to bow our head and say, Jesus, Jesus. And maybe just keep saying Jesus till Jesus shows up. Amen. You tell, why are you talking about that? When he sent the Holy Ghost. And praise God. He said he knew what we needed and said he had prayed to the Father. He had sent us the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of God, to direct us in a path that we need to go. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know this whole book, it's a simple little child can do it if we'll just follow it. It ain't that complicated. Amen. Praise God. If we'll just put our faith and trust in the Lord. And he's telling us here that what we ought to be doing is begging, is persuading people to come. He said, the Spirit of the bride say, come. And let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. So he said, in the service of the Lord, we ought to be inviting people to come. Amen. We ought to be inviting them to come. We ought to be inviting them to get in. We ought to be encouraging them. We ought to be showing them by our lives that salvation is of the Lord. It's good. It's something to be desired. It's something to be longed for. It's something to be had and cherished. Amen. Amen. You know what there is in this world that you can get a hold of and hang on to, praise God, the rest of your life? Salvation. That's right. Everything else is fleeting. Everything else, praise God, will just be there for a moment and it's gone. It's like the dew on the grass when the sun comes up. But praise God, there's something in the Lord Jesus Christ when you get salvation. Praise God, you get salvation. Amen. You get something that'll move in, take over, and set up housekeeping and take up its abode in your heart. It'll give you help when everybody else seems depressed and everybody else is bringing you down. You have those friends around you that just tell them to bring you down. Amen. When you look at the world, it brings you down. When you look at the news media, they bring you down. A lot of discouragement. Ain't hardly any encouragement no more. But I want to say, praise God, he's a God of heaven. And he's God the Son, praise God. And he's God the Holy Spirit. And when they begin to live in you and move in you and breathe in you and touch in you and healing you and helping you, praise God, it gets so exciting down on the inside. He said, well, preacher, I don't know what you're talking about, praise God. Well, it'd be a good day to get saved. Trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God. Holy Ghost, God, deal your heart. Amen. Praise God, just ask God to forgive you your sins. You say, well, preacher, I ain't no sinner. Praise God, the Bible said we've all sinned come short of the glory of God. And the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. I mean, I don't know about you, but I want to live. And I'm tired of this old death. I'm tired of this old dying. Praise God, I've got on the winning side, glory, hallelujah, where I'm not going to have to die. You say, well, preacher, one day you're going to die. Jesus said, praise God, those that believe and trust in me will never see death. Amen? I mean, we don't see it. You say, preacher, well, I'll get old and the Lord tires to come. We'll all get old. We'll go by way of the grave. Yeah, but praise God, when it comes time to make that crossing, Jesus said, I'll be there to snatch you up. Amen? How come many times Miss Caitlin back there, she stood like, I guess it's Wednesday night, wasn't it? Praise God, so Sunday night, we stood back there and talked about how when God Almighty come down and took her papa here back last spring, when he went out of here and said he was reaching up, he was ready to go, and he said, they're coming to get me. Amen. You know what? If we didn't dope them out, they didn't know what they're talking about. You'd see a whole lot more, Brother Robert, of the children of God reaching up for glory as God Almighty begins to call them out, and the angels of heaven step out, and the host of glory steps out, and Lord Jesus Christ steps out, just like he did for Stephen. Glory, hallelujah, to take us to be with him. Amen. You say, well, preacher, I don't believe all that. Well, that's all right. You can deny and reject the word of God if you want to, but that's what God said. Amen. Jesus said it. Amen. I don't know about you. I like it red writing. That's what old fellow said one time. Said, I like it red writing. That's what Jesus said. Amen. You take that to the bank. It's something that we can build upon. But we need to have that coverage. Amen. That coverage of salvation where we're trying to get all that we can in. The Bible said, go to the highways and the hedges and compel them to come in. That word compel literally means whatever it takes to get them saved. Amen. You know, that might mean that we might have to be reformed in our behavior, putting our lives in line and in order with Lord Jesus Christ so that we can be a witness to those that's dying and going to hell. Lost without God. You say, preacher, there you go again. You're talking about hell. I don't believe in hell. I mean, you will one day if you're lost. You'll end up in hell. Amen. Praise God. It's a real place. That rich man's still there today wishing he had never went. Amen. Praise God. But there's a heaven, praise the Lord, now so we don't have to worry about hell. Praise God, I'm glad God saved me in 1976 on a Wednesday night so I don't have to go to hell. Amen. Praise God. I've been made fireproof. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. I'm going to go be with Lord Jesus Christ, and so shall I ever be with him. Amen. Praise God. I'll never leave him, and he'll never leave me. We've got an agreement according to the Word of God. We've got a covenant. Amen. Praise God. He said he'd save me, and he said keep me. He said those are his, those called. Praise God. He said he puts them in his Father's hand. He covers them, pray with his precious blood of truth, and the Holy Spirit just comes by every now and then and just breathes on us on purpose. Just gives us that encouragement, praise God, from the other side. Just let us ever know that everything's still all right. You know, I'd be worried if God was ever kicked off his throne. But the same God that's sitting on the throne before the foundation of the world, praise God, he's still sitting there today. Amen. And I don't think he's planning on going nowhere. Glory. We can put our faith and trust in him because he is that promise. And he's the ultimate promise keeper. Amen. So we need to stand on our coverage of salvation, but we also need to stand on with a concern and an effect of salvation. What God's done, what he's doing with it. He says in 2 Corinthians 5:17, he said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. For old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. He said, what's happened? He said, if you've been born again, the blood of Lord Jesus Christ, that old man has to go. I praise God. He said, those other things, behold, all things. He said, and what he's saying here are becoming new. He said, through the power of sanctification, God Almighty's revealing himself to us. And he's just so good and loving and kind. And he's so caring that he helps us to be more like him every day. So we can love each other and we can love those around us and we can love our neighbor as ourselves. And we can just go out of here shouting and praising, giving God glory because we've done the best we could with the help of the Lord. Amen. Amen. You know, that's all God expects. Amen. He don't expect you and I to it'd be nice if we could, but he won't expect us to take this Bible, this blessed old book, this B-I-B-L-E, the basic instruction before leaving earth, and memorize the whole book. He don't expect that. It'd be nice, like I say, it'd be nice if we could. Some people can. But I can't. My mind just can't comprehend it all. But you know what? I'd read it and study it and study it and read it. And you know what? When I need it, God will bring it to my remembrance. Ain't it amazing how God does that? Praise God. Because he's getting us ready for an effective salvation where we can help others, praise God, so that we can have what we need, what you need, what I need, so we can pass it on to someone else. Isn't it amazing how God, he saves us and he begins to work in us and we begin to see him do, we've seen him do, literally do miracles in this church. I say it all the time, and I don't get tired of saying it. We've seen God do miracles in this church. Touch bodies, touch lives, change people. We've seen him do it in church. In here, us, in this body of believers. Amen? Because that's what he does. And what we do, we take that. It's effective because we take that and we continue. We share it. Just like Miss Caitlin, Brother Josh did the other night, just talking about Brother Billy when he was going out of here. Some of these others that we've talked about, praise God, how Mama done this or Daddy done this or Papa done this or how God touched in this. And we just give God the glory. And you go get, that's lifting up the Lord Jesus Christ. And we lift him up, praise God, he draws men unto him. Amen. People in this old discouraging dark world, he talked about here in Ephesians 6, praise God, they get some of that. And they say, you know what? If he got all that, I don't need this. Amen. Hey, listen, there's a whole lot of us that have been on both sides. Hello? If you ain't ever been on the dark side, God bless you. There's a young girl one time was just a weeping and a crying and said, what's the matter with you? She said, well, all these people have a testimony about how bad they were and how wicked they were and how he's a drunkard or a harlot, how God brought them out of that. And she said, preacher, I don't have nothing to say like that. I've always been doing all right, and God, I've never got into none of that. I've never took a drink. I've never smoked a cigarette. I've never done anything. I said, glory, hallelujah. Oh, you've got the best testimony of all. Amen. Glory. God kept you from that. God guided you and kept you out. You listened to the Lord. Amen. What a testimony. That's what we got to have. Amen. A definite stand. The church's definite stand, praise God, is a stand in salvation. Glory to God. But if we're going to stand in salvation, praise God, then we've got to have to stand in separation. Amen. Now don't go getting quiet on me here. I'll think something's going on down at your house. A definite stand in biblical separation. John says this in First John 2:15. He said, love not the world, neither things that are in the world. You know why most people won't go to church and why they won't get in and do anything for the Lord? Because they don't have time because they're too busy doing what they want to do. Yeah, it scares me to death. I wonder if Jesus would have had that attitude. If he had said, well, you know, I've got a lot going on here, so I'm just going to forget about this bunch over here. I'm going to go on about my business. They'll probably die and go to hell, but, I got things to do. Amen. Amen. Go me. He said, love not the world, need things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Amen. So he says, listen, said we shouldn't fall in love with this world. Like I said, it's just temporal. It's just going to be here. Well, now the world's going to be here. But these things that we cling to you so much, so feverishly, praise God, they're just a moment and they're gone. The things that you work for so hard for, Brother Bill, one of these days you're going to leave them to your kids and your grandkids, and they're just going to waste them away. It beats all I ever seen. Now you take a nice farm, and pray God you give it to your kid, and in 6 months they've done sold it and spent the money. Ain't got nothing to show for it. It's happening all around us. They're selling off the farms. They're literally giving away the farm. And we need the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, to move in our lives. We need to be a little bit different. We need to cherish the things that God gives. We need to be just a little bit separate from the world. Amen. He said, come out from among them and be ye separate. That's what he said. God said that. Amen. We're not supposed to be like the world. They look at us, they ought to see a little bit of difference. As a fellow said one time, said, if there's no change, there's no chance. There ought to be a change in us, something that makes us a little unique. Praise God. So you say, well, preacher, why would I want to be it? So that they can see your light. Amen. A reason of separation. In Matthew chapter 5, verse 16, say, let your light so shine before men. Amen. He said, our light ought to be shining. We ought to be shining so people can see it. So they can realize, praise God, there's something to being a Christian. I mean, it ain't just about a statement. It ain't about something, a profession that you made. Let me just tell you, there's a whole lot of people with a profession that have no possession. A lot of people say that they're saved, but they've never got born again because there's never been a change. There's never been no separation. They still go out and do the same things they used to do. I can't do the same things I used to do. Amen? God won't let me. There's a Holy Ghost conviction in my body, in my mind, in my heart. Praise God, just won't let me do what I used to do. Amen? It's called conviction. Amen? Praise God. It brings separation. You start separating your stuff from the things that's displeasing to God. That breaks His heart. Amen. Praise God. Hey, I knew it was wrong to drink liquor when I was a lost man. Amen. Hello. Now get quiet on me. I think I'm preaching to drunks. Amen. I said, I knew it was wrong to drink liquor when I was a lost man. You say, well, preacher, it's just anything that alters your mind, praise God, ain't of God. There's a fellow told me a while back, he said, well, preacher, it's okay to smoke some marijuana. I said, it's an herb. It grows here on the earth. I said, son, didn't you know that this earth is cursed and we're under a curse, and that anything you partake of that alters your mind or you can't think clear about God is wrong? Amen. Praise God. I know that's right. It's wrong. If it alters your mind, if it keeps you being able to think clearly about God and your family and your home and what's important, praise God, then it's wrong. Amen. I know this ain't popular preaching. People in this world don't like it. Praise God, it's the truth. Amen. What's happening to us? I'll tell you what's going to happen. The Chinese are going to own America and never fire a shot because they're peddling their drugs in here and they're getting their kids hooked on them. And one of these days, Russia's going to own America and never fire a shot. There's going to be nobody to defend it. What, they don't kill us with the plague, they'll kill us with their dope. Amen. God said He gives us attention to be separate. To bring them up, to teach them, to bring them up the way they should go. When they're old, they'll not depart from it. They'll have something to cling to. Reason they ain't getting no steadfastness in the church, people ain't taking a stand, praise God, it's because they ain't got nothing to stand on. Amen. We need the Lord Jesus Christ. Him crucified and resurrected, sitting at the right hand of the Father. Amen. Praise God. The power of the Holy Ghost. Help us along the way. So we need the reason of separation to be a light. The purpose of the separation, 1 Corinthians chapter 9, 27. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 27. He says, but I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. Now, Paul is here. He's not talking about salvation. He's talking about being put out of service. He said, been talking about putting ourselves to where God can't use us. Says a lot of things that disqualify us. But he said, what I do, he said, I preach the gospel, Lord Jesus Christ, and he said, I bring my flesh, my body, myself in subjection to the Lord. You say, preacher, pastor, how do we do that? By the Word of God. The Word of God tells us how we should live and love and act and react. Amen? Now, our acts sometimes ain't real glorious, But our reactions are even worse. Amen? I know you just don't have a problem. You don't have a temper like I do, like I did. Amen? I had to get a hold of God one day and pray that He took that away. I mean, I like to blow up. And I was self-igniting. But praise God, one day I just got called. I just said, Lord, I got to have some help. I ain't getting up here. Do you help me? And now He's put a alarm beacon on the back of a trash truck. And then when I start getting frustrated, that alarm beacon goes off. Amen. It's like the Holy Spirit gives me a timeout. Thank God for timeouts. Amen. Praise the Lord. I got frustrated the other day. I'll just be honest. I know you don't look at me in your sanctimonious look. I know you don't ever, but the other day I was just loaded down, and then people were bringing stuff and they was literally throwing it at me. And I've had about all I can handle. Amen. So I just finally stopped. I just let them throw it in the pile for a minute, and the way they turned around, and then I caught up. But I was just about to the point I couldn't handle no more. Amen. I had to bring myself under subjection. I could have blown up and fussed. I could have hollered. I could have screamed. It wouldn't have made no difference. They wouldn't really care. It got their attention, though, but it didn't. I just kind of took a minute, took me a big, big, deep breath. James said He gives us two ears and one mouth. He said, well, we should listen twice and speak once. Amen? So if we had listened to it, and then we had think about it before we spoke. See, God give us a bars of ivory on this old thing called a mouth to keep us from yapping when we shouldn't. Amen? Now, this is just extra, praise God. I know it's in here, but it's just extra. God gives us the facilities, amen, to control ourselves. Paul said, I brought myself, lest I become a castaway. And he said, so I don't become useless in the ministry. Because he said, I know that God still wants to use me. Amen? Just like He still wants to use you. Amen? Every day of our life, we ought to be wanting to be used of the Lord. Praise God. So we see the purpose of the separation. Then we see the result of the separation. In 1 Corinthians 8, 10 through 12, he talks about that when it goes in to eat those things that's offered to idols. And said, if you go in and eat those things offered to idols and it messes with this person, this weak person, this frail person in the faith, amen, you cause that weak person to sin. Amen? But he does not say you cause that weak person sin, but he goes on and says, ye sin, that ye sin against Christ. By doing that, by partaking of things that you know weak people, praise God, that they're frail, they don't understand, and if we ain't careful, we persuade them to do those things that they think are wrong. Amen? They think it's wrong. So they say, well, wait a minute, you know, you can't eat meat offered to idols. Well, they said, hey, it ain't nothing to us because there ain't no such thing as idol. There's one God. He's real. Amen? But these old boys down there, they've been taught all their life. The Jews have been taught all their life. You can't eat things that's been offered to idols. But the Lord told Peter, he said, Peter, rise, kill, and eat. He said, don't call nothing common unclean. Amen. He's talking about the Gentiles, talking about the folks that's going to get in a little while. Glory to God. He said, God makes a way if we just trust the Lord. But we got to be real careful, praise God, that we don't cause others to sin. Because in doing that, we sin against the Lord ourselves. Amen. We got to be careful. Got to be separated. Amen. So not only we'd have a definite sin for salvation, definite sin about the separation, but we'd have a definite stand about Christian service, what we do for the Lord. In John chapter 4, verse 35, he said, say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest. Amen. So the Lord says that we ought to have a definite stand on winning souls, on Christian service, on doing that that's right. Going out and compelling folks to come in, inviting people to be saved, inviting people to be partakers in the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ so that they can be saved and have a blessed assurance that one day in a little while, praise God, that we'll outstrip this old world and we'll go to that place that no more, where there'll be no more sorrow, there'll be no more heartache, there'll be no more sadness or tears, there'll be no more pestilence, there'll be no more dying in heaven. Amen. I've said it many, many times, praise God, death is something that we dread more than anything. If you're a child of God, you don't have to dread that. That's just graduation day. Amen. When you're young and you're in high school, you look forward at graduation day. You think, boy, I'm finally get all this old mess behind me. And then you just realize you're just walking out into the mess then. I tell all these young'uns all the time, please, enjoy your school years all you can. The best days of your life. Enjoy your friends and study. You study everything you can. Read everything you can. Get a good solid knowledge. Now, I don't know if you get any good solid knowledge in the schools today or not. Most of it's corrupt. It's critical race theory and everything else they're trying to push down our throat. There ain't no history anymore. They've done got away from history. Amen. The history ought to know is that Jesus Christ, death, burial, and resurrection. Jesus died for you on Calvary. Amen. But they wonder why God didn't intervene in our schools when they have these shootings. God ain't been allowed in the schools in years. Amen. He said, why didn't you intervene, Lord? He said, I ain't allowed to go there. Amen. We need some help, and we need it from the Lord. Amen. A definite stand in service for Christ, lifting up Lord Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. We see that in Acts chapter 2, verse 46. As the disciples was witnessing for the Lord. Acts chapter 2 and 46, and said they continued daily with one accord in the temple, and breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart. They were one-hearted. Amen. You know, it'd help us if we're going to be separate and use the God that we were one-hearted. They had one heart, one accord, and one mind. Amen. They were focused on Lord Jesus Christ. They were focused on the good God of heaven and His provision. And they were eating and fellowship and praise God in the house of the Lord. They was encouraging themselves. They was encouraged going from house to house, encouraging each other. Wouldn't it be nice if we could get back to doing that? I like we used to have them old cottage prayer meetings. You have some of the old saints that couldn't get out and go, and we'd just go to them. Amen. Go down, Brother Robert, take his guitar. We just go in, sing, and just praise the Lord. Have us a good time. Amen. Encourage folk that couldn't get out. And we need that again. Amen. We need to get that kicked off. We need to get past this COVID stuff and just get back to worshiping the Lord. He said they were praising God and having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. They stayed in a spirit of revival. They were looking for the Lord, praise God. They was expecting him. They was taking a stand in their Christian service, glory to God. They was loving each other like they're supposed to, and God was a blessing them, and they were fellowshipping, praise God. Ain't you glad? I love good fellowship. Amen. It's good to come together in fellowship. That's why the Bible says not to fail to assemble yourself together as custom is. Amen. Because we need each other. If not, you'll get out there and get discouraged, and the old devil will stomp you down. He'll discourage you further. But praise God, if we come together, we encourage each other, lift up each other. Praise God, live like they is a God, and He's real, and He's there to help us, and He's real help. And about time you get the mully grubs, you think ain't one way to plow out, God Almighty will come right down to your pew, and some little old saint over here will jump up and say, let me tell you what Jesus done for me. Amen, brother. They'll get to tell it on that, and about that time the Holy Ghost God stepped through and say, praise God, I can do the same thing for you. Amen. Bible says we pray, believe, and we shall receive. He didn't say pray in unbelief, but he said pray believing. We got to pray and asking God. We got to believe that He's able and He's willing to touch us and to help us. And we see these folks, they was gathering together and they was praising and worshiping God. Amen. The harvest, it's ready. It's ripe. The folks are ripe to harvest. They just need harvesters. People to go out to harvest and compel them to come in. So we need to take a stand, praise God, in our Christian service. But we also need to take a stand, amen, a definite stand in the second coming of our Savior. The Lord's coming again. We need to be ready. Amen. He's coming just like He said He would. The Bible says in John chapter 14, He said, let not your heart be troubled. He said, you believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. We're not, so I told you. He said, I go to prepare a place for you. If I go to prepare a place, I'll come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Amen. He's coming, praise God. He's gone. He's prepared a place for us. He's coming to get us, to take us home. Praise His holy name. Glory. Hallelujah. Ain't you glad for that? That's a promise from God. He said, don't let your heart be troubled. They were tore up. Amen. They thought He was going away. They thought they was losing Him forever. He said, hey, you ain't losing me, praise God. I'm going to go prepare a place. And when I get, praise God, for you. And when you get there, you're going to have it. It's going to be yours. Amen. In the presence of the Savior. We'll see Him as He is, as they say in Colossians, praise God. Amen. He said, I'm going away, so I'm coming again. Amen. Praise God. He's coming. The angels were looking up, and they was looking up at him. He was received up into the cloud. That was a special cloud. Hallelujah cloud. Amen. And as they watched him, the angel standing there said, "Why gaze you up into heaven?" Said, "This same Jesus," praise God, said, "He's coming just like he went up." Amen. Praise God. He's coming back. Praise his holy name to rule and reign. Amen. We should be preparing for his coming. We should be getting ready. Every day we should be getting, we should do like the apostles did. Every day they was expecting Jesus to come back. Amen. They was looking for him to come back. Paul was looking for Jesus to come back. Over 4,000 years ago, over 2,000 years ago, he was expecting Jesus to come back. We ought to be preparing for his coming. Praise God. We ought to be working until he comes. Amen. Working. Faithful to him, telling people about the Lord, telling people about our salvation. You say, "Preacher, I ain't got it." You ought to get it. It's a wonderful thing. Amen. Praise God. I didn't realize I needed it till, I knew I was lost. Like for a long time, my granddaddy, I've told you before, when I was 7 years old, he painted me a picture of hell. It was real. I was sitting there, my little feet hanging off the pew beside Granny Massey. And I was a little fella, my feet just barely hung off the pew. Amen. And he was preaching on hell and fire and brimstone, and I can remember. I told you, I can remember. It was so real, praise God. I was scared to death to ease up there and look over because I figured I was looking right off into hell. I was sitting there and he was a preaching, felt like my feet was getting hot. I was trying to ease them back and didn't have nowhere to go putting them on. Without putting them on a pew, and Granny would have slapped a knot on my head if I'd have done that. Amen. But that was when I was 7 years old. But boy, when I was 14 on a Wednesday night, 1976, glory, hallelujah, God Almighty come through there. But a little old short preacher, and he said, "You don't have to go to hell. Hell wasn't designed for you. It's designed for the demons of hell and the devil." And he said, "It's not designed for humanity. It's not designed for you tonight." He said, "You can be saved by the marvelous grace of God." I don't even remember whether they gave an altar call or not, but I remember coming out of there. I said, "Glory, hallelujah. If I don't have to die and go to hell, that's what I want." I come out, believed on Lord Jesus Christ, praise God. I said, "I know he died for my sins." And I knew I was an old sinner. I knew for 7 years, even probably before that, praise God. But I knew I was an old lost sinner and I needed to be saved. That old preacher pointed me in the direction of the Savior. And praise God, I ain't been the same since. Have I been perfect? No, ma'am. No, sir. I ain't going to stand here and lie to you. I've been perfect. I haven't. I never will be this side of eternity. But praise God, I serve a perfect Savior. He lives in my heart, praise God. And like I said, I can't do what I used to do because he won't let me. Amen. That's how I know I'm his. I go to do something that's not right, praise God. He rings a bell in my heart. He said, "Hold up a minute there, big boy. You can't go down there. You can't do that." And boy, I tell you what, I just have to bow my head and say, "Yes, Lord." Amen. Praise God. He's got a. But you know what? He gives me a better way to go. Gives me something better to do, praise God. Encourages me in a better way. Bless his holy name. So we should be working till he comes. Amen. You say, "Preacher, how do we work till he comes?" Praise God. We ought to be steadfast in proclaiming him till he comes. Proclaiming the Lord Jesus Christ, lifting him up and praising him, giving him glory for everything that we have, everything that we know about him. A book written about the Lord. This is from Genesis to Revelations about Jesus Christ. It's about a Savior, praise God, that would come. It was about a law that was given that man couldn't fulfill, but a Savior that came to fulfill the law. Amen, that through him we might be saved. Born again, amen, by the marvelous grace of God. God sent his only begotten Son. Amen, praise God. That through him, old rotten sinners could be saved. I told you, I can't even imagine the anguish that Jesus had on him as God began to pour, humanity and God began to pour all the sins of the world on his shoulders as he hung from those three old rusty spike nails. But he endured it all, amen, till it was heaped upon him plumb full to running over. Every sin, every transgression that would ever be in humanity was packed on our Lord and Savior until he said, "It is finished." Amen. Praise God. And he gave up the ghost. He died for our sins. He went to, they took him down, laid him in a borrowed tomb. But 3 days later, on that third and appointed day, praise God, Jesus Christ got up victorious over death in that old grave. And the angel rolled a stone away so that they could look in. And they looked in there and there was no Jesus there. He said, "Why seek ye the living among the dead? For he is risen." Praise God. He's not here. I was telling Miss Linda a while ago, we got to go to Israel 5 years ago. I went a few years before that. Teresa went with me 5 years ago. And we went to that tomb in the garden, that garden tomb. And guess what? It's empty. Amen. You said, "You didn't see Jesus' bones." There ain't no bones. Because he got up. Amen. Victorious over death and the grave. And because he did, we can too. When we accept him, trust him, praise God. So that's why we can take a stand tonight. A definite stand. Because of what Jesus Christ done for us on Calvary. We can put on that whole armor of God. Amen. Praise God. So we'll be equipped. Listen, there's none of us a match for the devil. There's none of us a match for the devil. But the devil, the thing about the devil is not omnipresent. He's not everywhere all the time. He just runs by and hits you a lick here and yonder. Or sends one of his little nymphs by. But it's like Miss G always says, when that happens, just bow your head and close your eyes and just say, "Jesus, Jesus, Jesus." Praise God, when that marvelous light goes to shine and the darkness has to flee. That's what I like about it. I don't know about you, but I know how I am. And about once a day, I just have to shut my eyes and say, "Jesus." Amen, glory, hallelujah. And that darkness flees and a bright light comes in. And you know what? Next thing I know, Brother Robert, I'm on Hallelujah Avenue just shouting it out, praising in my heart. Thanking God for what He's done for me, what He's doing for me. Because I've taken a definite stand for Him and His precious Word of truth. It speaks to us. It separates us. It gives us guidance and leadership. It's all about Him. Amen. To Him be the glory.